This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Thursday, March 1st, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today. Start with a number of games in the NBA as everyone's getting back into the mix after the All-Star break. We'll go down to San Antonio where the Chicago Bulls, viewed to be championship contenders against the Spurs, viewed to maybe be championship contenders. But the Bulls go down to San Antonio and beat the Spurs 96-89. Again, no Ginobili for San Antonio. Tim Duncan playing well, 18 and 10 rebounds. Tony Parker, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists. But they're kind of missing that number three guy, and they just don't have enough to beat Chicago. Now, Chicago, we've talked about their problems all year. Derrick Rose is Derrick Rose, MVP of the league, 29 points, 4 assists yesterday. But again, who's going to be that number two scorer to step up for Chicago come playoff time? Is it Luol Deng? Well, yesterday, 10 points, 9 rebounds. Is it Joakim Noah? Well, yesterday, 10 points, 13 rebounds. Is it Carlos Boozer? Well, yesterday, 8 points, 8 rebounds. Is it going to be Rip Hamilton coming back from injury now? 15 minutes yesterday, but only 1 for 8 from the floor. You have to give him a little time to get back into the flow. I thought a big part of him was going to, of the Bulls, would be Kyle Korver. Excuse me, one of the best three-point shooters in the NBA historically. Yesterday, in 14 minutes, 2 for 2 from three, 8 points, 4 rebounds in 14 minutes. But again, you're going to need some major scoring production from somebody on the Bulls. Now, that's a good win to go down to San Antonio, a tough place to play, and beat the Spurs. But it just seems that Miami has really distanced themselves from everybody else, in the East at least, because, again, who's going to pick up the slack? This is what happened to the Bulls last year in the playoffs. Rose went off, but nobody was there to really support him scoring-wise, and it looks, again, like that's going to happen this year. As for San Antonio, they're 24-11. The Bulls are 29-8. Obviously, excellent records for both. They're waiting on Ginobili to come back, but I don't think they're going to have enough either. In the West as well. But a big win for the Bulls on the road. Bulls 96, Spurs 89. Another interesting game. Now the 76ers, Doug Collins has done a great job. I think they've overachieved. The Thunder, probably the best team in the West, go over to Philly and beat the 76ers. Thunder 92, 76ers 88. As usual, it's the Durant and Westbrook show. Especially Westbrook, 22 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists. He did have 7 turnovers. Kevin Durant, 23 points, 4 assists. The problem there, and this could be their Achilles heel, Durant 7 for 18 from the field. Westbrook 7 for 20 from the field. So when your two best players together, 14 for 38 from the field, that's not very good. Serge Ibaka, one of the keys to that. You know, if you want to look at Oklahoma City as a championship team, you'd say Serge Ibaka is the Tyson Chandler this year in the NBA. Chandler, of course, being the key, I think, to Dallas winning the championship last year. But Oklahoma City gets a good win on the road, 92-88. Oklahoma City 28-77. 76ers 21-15. For the 76ers, Jrue Holiday and Andre Iguodala both had 18 points. Again, I think they're playing a little over their head. I think Doug Collins has done a great job. I think they have some players. They certainly don't have that superstar. Elton Brand, 10 points, 10 rebounds yesterday for Philly. But the Thunder with a nice road win in Philadelphia, Oklahoma City 92, 76ers 88. The Mavericks go to Memphis to play the Grizzlies. Memphis, to me, has been unbelievable with no Zach Randolph. Memphis beats the Mavericks 96-85 in Memphis to move to 20-15. Dallas drops to 21-15. The key to this game, of course, is frankly Dirk Nowitzki. Got hurt during the game. He only played 9 minutes, and he hurt his back. So only 1 point for Nowitzki. And once he leaves, again, where's the offense? Why is Dallas without a defensive presence like Chandler and without J.J. Barea, where's their offense going to come from? Well, you know, well, Terry's going to give him something off the bench. But Carter, Vince Carter, has not been good. Jason Kidd, it's almost like he doesn't want to shoot now. Sean Marion up and down. So yesterday it was Terry with 18 points off the bench, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. But it was the loss of Dirk that really cost the Mavericks, as Memphis with Marc Gasol, 22 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 blocks. And Conley, the point guard, 20 points, 10 assists. And Rudy Gay with 18 points and 7 rebounds. Again, they've got some real talent on Memphis. Memphis gets the win, Memphis 96, Mavericks 85. And again, Memphis is doing all of this without Zach Randolph. Dallas had to try and go without Dirk Nowitzki after playing 9 minutes, and they just couldn't get the job done. Memphis wins it 96-85. Woodland Sanity continue at the Garden yesterday? Absolutely. The Knicks, two different Knick teams yesterday, the first half and the second half. The Cavaliers up 61-49 at the half. But the Knicks stormed back in the second half to outscore the Cavaliers 71-42 to wind up with an easy, believe it or not, 120-103 victory over the Cavaliers. Now, Cavaliers not a bad team, but not a really good team. Kyrie Irving is going to be a star if he's not there already. 22 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists. Antoine Jamison, who could fill a stat sheet, 23 points, 10 rebounds. But the Knicks, it's like they almost have too many guys who can play. I mean, they start Jeremy Lin, Carmelo Amari, Tyson Chandler, Landry Fields. But the guys who come off the bench, especially yesterday, their second five was unbelievable. Baron Davis, Novak, Shumpert, J.R. Smith, and Jared Jeffries, they played as well or better than the starters. 120 points for the Knicks. Great defense in the second half, 42 points allowed. Anthony, the high scorer, 22 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. You have to think he's happy. Jeremy Lin continues to shine. One bad game against Miami, maybe one or two other bad halves of games. But yesterday, 19 points, 13 assists, 6 for 12 from the field, 5 rebounds. I mean, this kid is a very good NBA point guard. Amari Stoudemire, 14 and 5 rebounds. Chandler, 13 points, 15 rebounds. Then you have Novak off the bench hitting 5 of 8 from 3, 17 points. You have Shumpert, a good defender, hitting 5 for 10 from the field, 12 points. J.R. Smith, 3 for 7 for 9 points. Jared Jeffries, 3 for 3, 8 points, 5 rebounds in 19 minutes. And Baron Davis, 4 points, 2 rebounds, 8 assists. The point guards, Lin and Baron Davis, combined 21 assists, only one turnover, that by Jeremy Lin. So obviously he's focusing a little more on protecting the ball. And again, you don't think Jeremy Lin's going to stop Kyrie Irving, but Kyrie Irving's not going to stop Jeremy Lin, and I think that's the point. Lin runs the show. I'll be shocked if he doesn't average 8 or 9 assists per game. You know, they're talking about Kyrie Irving or Ricky Rubio as Rookie of the Year. I don't know when Lin gets into that equation. I assume he'll have enough games by the end of the year. But Jeremy Lin was the MVP. Not the best player necessarily, but the MVP of the NBA in the month of February. Look at the Knicks before Lin, and look at the Knicks with Lin. So, at least for another day, Lin's sanity continues. I don't think it's going to stop. I think he's here to stay. We've talked about him from very early on, just great court vision, great passing ability, toughness in the lane. Got a bloodied nose yesterday, just got it patched up, came back on the court. Jeremy Lin's going to be a good 10-year point guard in the NBA. The Knicks get to 500, 18-18. Cleveland drops to 13-20. The Knicks have a tough road trip now. They go up to Boston for a Sunday. I think that's a national game on ABC. And then they go down to Texas, and they go Dallas and San Antonio back-to-back. We're going to find out some stuff about the Knicks because the only question they haven't answered is can they beat good teams on the road. They had a nice win against Minnesota, a decent team. They had a nice win against the Raptors on the road, an okay team. But now can they beat the Celtics, who are not really the Celtics anymore, but can they go to San Antonio and Dallas and get one of those games? Well, that's always a brutal place to play. But yesterday, after a poor first half, the Knicks put the defensive clamps on the Cavaliers and rolled to a 120-103 victory. A few other games to talk about, but the interesting, not just on the court but off the court as well, up in Boston yesterday. Now, Milwaukee, obviously no Bogut, only 14-21, but Milwaukee goes to Boston and the Celtics win 102-96. But the reports now coming out of Boston are that the Celtics are willing to trade Rajon Rondo. Kind of surprising to me. Obviously, they have their aging three of Garnett, Allen, and Pierce. But I guess when you look at it as twofold, Rondo has the most trade value, certainly an all-star point guard, certainly a pass-first guy. Yesterday, with a triple-double against Milwaukee, 15 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. But Rondo apparently has at times butted heads with Doc Rivers. He's had problems with other teammates. He's very stubborn. Apparently the Celtics have made a conscious decision that he is not the guy that they want to build around. Now, Allen and Garnett, their contracts are expiring. Garnett yesterday, 25 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, a couple of blocks. Ray Allen, 15 points, 2 for 4 from 3. 2 rebounds. Rondo with his triple-double, and Pierce with 10.6 rebounds, 5 assists. Now, Pierce has a couple of years left on his contract, but with Garnett and Allen's contracts expiring to the tune of some $30 million combined, if they can get some value for Rondo, then they're going to start the rebuilding process. They probably went a year too long with these guys. They did win a championship with this group. Rondo, I think, is the best player on the team, but apparently he's burnt some bridges up in Boston, and they're going to look to deal them. For the Bucks, again, once they lose Bogut, to me, it's kind of a lost season for Milwaukee. Ilya Sinova, 25 points, 10 rebounds. Gooden, 23 points, 8 rebounds. Again, they've got some players there. Brandon Jennings, the point guard, only 6 points, but 8 assists and 2 rebounds. They have some players, but they don't have that big man in the middle who's a big-time big man in the NBA. But he's not there now, so they dropped to 14-21. The Celtics tied for 7th with the Knicks in the weaker East at 500. Boston gets the win, Boston 102, Milwaukee 96. Another interesting game, you know, the Lakers, it's a tale of two teams for the Lakers. They play Minnesota in Los Angeles last night and get the win 104-85, but they're now 15-2 at home, 6-12 on the road for an overall record of 21-14, as constituted, even with that big three of Bryant, Gasol, and Bynum. I don't think they can win a championship. They're going to have to get a point guard somehow. Don't know if they're going to get him or not. Kobe is stuck up for Gasol, and good for Kobe and good for Gasol because he's still a very good player. But yesterday, Kobe playing with a face mask, you know, they did then report he broke his nose, but they did, first they said he didn't have a concussion, then they said he did. He had to pass some protocols with a neurosurgeon to be able to play last night, which he did. He was cleared an hour before the game to play. 31 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. What can you say? He's Kobe Bryant. Pau Gasol, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Bynum, who's become a walking double-double, 13 points, 13 rebounds. But again, they still get very little from Meta World Peace and Fisher. Their bench doesn't give them a whole lot. Blake in 24 minutes, 8 points, 5 assists. Barnes in 21 minutes, 9 points, 8 rebounds. Those are nice numbers. Murphy off the bench, 7.6 rebounds. But they don't seem to have that point guard, I think, who really can run the show. They're not running the triangle anymore. But the Lakers do get a good win over Minnesota, 104-85. Yesterday, Minnesota has to go without Kevin Love. And really, they just don't have a whole lot. Beasley and Webster off the bench with 14 to lead the way. Ricky Rubio with only 3 points but 9 assists. He was only 1 for 8 from the field. So the Timberwolves without Kevin Love, not a very good team. They dropped to 500. Lakers 104, Minnesota 85. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Think Fish with Frank Reese on Blue Zoo Radio, Sunday nights at 8 p.m. exclusively on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
These days, you hear them everywhere. Get out of debt quick promises asking you to call right now to solve all your credit problems. But please, listen carefully. Don't make a huge mistake. There is a better way. Trinity Debt Management. Many debt settlement companies have created a dangerous misunderstanding. Simply put, debt settlement often ends up destroying your credit and ultimately may lead to asset seizure and bankruptcy. There is a better way out. Trinity Debt Management can show you how to pay off your debt, preserve your good name, save thousands in interest, and in the end, actually improve your credit rating, not destroy it. Say no to debt settlement. Say yes to debt management. Trinity Debt Management. Make the right choice and become debt-free for keeps. Call 1-800-780-0646. That's 1-800-780-0646.
SportsTalkNetwork.com is now mobile. Watch or listen to your favorite Sports Talk Network program live or on demand with the new STN web app. The STN web app works on all smartphones, including iPhones, Android, and BlackBerry. Go to m.sportstalknetwork.com on your phone's web browser and bookmark the app. No downloads and no fees. Fresh audio, video shows, sports news, and more content delivered to your phone whenever you want. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion. And now on your phone.
Hikari, established in 1877 with more than 130 years of experience, is the world's foremost authority on aquatic nutrition. We know what it takes to offer you and your aquatic pets nutrition that can help them look their best and live a long and healthy life. If you're looking for the best aquatic diets for your hard-earned dollar, look no further than Hikari, the aquatic nutrition leader worldwide. For further information, visit HikariUSA.com and our direct link at BlueZooRadio.com.
You're listening to the SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
SportsTalkNetwork.com, the internet broadcast giant for sports talk and entertainment programming, now features market-specific sports sites in over one dozen cities, including New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Cleveland, and Canada. And we're not done yet. More markets launching soon. Your cities, your teams, your passion. We are SportsTalkNetwork.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-246-0508 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-246-0508 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-246-0508 to get your car protected today. Call 877-246-0508. That's 1-877-246-0508. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-246-0508. That's 877-246-0508.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. We have a few more NBA games to get to, but we're going to do a few other miscellaneous things first. In Major League Baseball, maybe you heard a lot going on with these dopey Bobby Valentine comments. First he said the Yankees never practiced that play where Jeter made the great backflip against the Oakland Athletics to get Jeremy Giambi out at the plate in the playoff game. But it looks like Bobby V is just trying to do what he does, you know, take the focus off of his team that had one of the greatest, if not the greatest, collapse in the history of the regular season last year. And maybe try and throw some, you know, oil on the fire that's Yankees Red Sox to begin with. Of course, Bobby V backed off a little about it, saying he said there's no way they ever practiced that that play. And of course, one of his coaches told him that the Yankees did in fact practice that play. And then, of course, Bobby V, being Bobby V, had to say, "Well, yeah, I made a mistake. They told me that they did in fact practice that play, but Jeter was always late to get there in practice." So, again, this is Valentine trying to take some pressure off his team, and that's all irrelevant. They're either going to win or lose. The Red Sox have some big holes. The Yankees are very good this year. Tampa Bay is very good this year. They could very well be the odd team out. It could go either way for Bobby V up in Boston. It could go very bad very quickly, or he's an excellent manager. He might patch them up together. It's nonsensical to say the stuff that he said. And, of course, he came back yesterday with, you know, "I love Jeter, great player, blah, blah, blah." Jeter and A-Rod, because, of course, Bobby V said that Jason Varitek had beaten up A-Rod once in the past when they had that kind of no-decision scuffle, if you will. But Jeter didn't take the bait. A-Rod didn't take the bait. Jeter said, "Of course we practice it. You know, somebody could film it and show it to Bobby V." And, of course, he said, "Hey, Bobby Valentine's entitled to his opinion. I could care less what he thinks." So I don't think it's much ado about nothing. Again, I think Valentine trying to take the papers and the Boston fans' minds off of the epic collapse they had last year. But he's in a tough spot up there. It's going to be very interesting because, of course, Boston, like New York, is a very tough town. But Bobby Valentine is an excellent manager and an excellent baseball guy. We'll see how it shakes up there. Down in Pittsburgh, or down in spring training for Pittsburgh, A.J. Burnett, you know, it's amazing how they have this on videotape, and of course it goes all over the country the next day. A.J. Burnett working on a bunting drill, National League pitcher now squares to bunt. The ball comes off his bat, hits him right in the face. Now he has to fly to Pittsburgh to have someone examine his face. A.J. Burnett, a talented guy, didn't quite go over, of course, in New York. Not a very good pitcher. Had his moments, won a game, a big game in the 2009 World Series, etc., but certainly better off not being in New York. We'll get a fresh start in Pittsburgh in the National League, where he still can be a very good pitcher. Ryan Howard of the Phillies missed practice yesterday. He had some kind of procedure to remove an infection from his surgically repaired Achilles. You know, that's a big problem because you have to rehab from the Achilles to begin with, and then he was in training camp, and now he has a minor setback. They don't even have a day as to when he's going to return, but Howard, obviously a big part of the Philly offense. They really need him to get back healthy. And talking about health, A-Rod in Tampa with the Yankees, he had a bad knee last year, and at the recommendation of Kobe Bryant, he went to Germany to have a surgery on his knee that you cannot get in America. Kobe went and did it and said it worked wonders. A-Rod went and did it and said Kobe should get a big assist because A-Rod now says he's totally healthy, he's ready for the season to start, blah, blah, blah. But again, it's interesting that you have to leave the country. I think it might involve stem cells. I think that's what might be the problem. But it's interesting that you have to leave America to get a surgery that definitely has helped Kobe Bryant and maybe has helped Alex Rodriguez as well. If this thing really works, then certainly you would think the FDA would take a strong look at it, frankly, and see if you can safely use it in America. A few other miscellaneous notes. Bad things going on out at UCLA basketball program. Ben Howland, who has done an unbelievable job there, now is back on his heels. There's a Sports Illustrated article that will come out today that apparently says that Ben Howland looked the other way. They had a lot of bad guys at UCLA. They don't exactly say what it is. I haven't read the article yet. I don't know if it's out. I get Sports Illustrated. I certainly haven't received it yet. The question is, will he be back next year to coach? Now, he's got a top five recruiting class, a down year this year for UCLA. He did say, I've made mistakes. But he's confident he'll be the coach next year. UCLA also hasn't played at Pauley Pavilion this year because it's being refurbished, but that'll be back next year. So between the fact that they'll have a top recruiting class next year, if Howland is the coach, you don't know if anyone will back out if he's not the coach, and they're getting Pauley Pavilion back, it looks like they're going to give Howland another class, but another chance. But apparently he's had some problems with some of his players in the past few years. They did have a quote from Kevin Love who said, I wasn't really involved. I knew he had a couple of bad apples, but I thought they were kicked off the team or they transferred. But it'll be interesting when that Sports Illustrated article actually becomes public to read the exact allegations against how Ben Howland handled certain things in his program. Of course, he's an excellent coach. Did a great job at Pitt before going out to UCLA, and that's probably going to be enough to save his job. A few other things. We don't do a lot of soccer, but yesterday in a friendly, the United States beat Italy 1-0 for the first time, 1-0, I guess, for the first time ever in the history of U.S. against Italy. That's 10 prior matches over 78 years. The United States had never been able to beat Italy. This is a feather in the cap of Jurgen Klinsmann, the new coach. Jozy Altidore gave Clint Dempsey a great pass. He scored the only goal in the 55th minute. That's Dempsey's 25th goal in 83 international appearances. One of the greatest ever United States soccer players, Clint Dempsey. The U.S. gets a win, albeit in a friendly. U.S. 1, Italy nothing. Again, the first time ever in the history of international soccer competition that the United States has beaten Italy. One more miscellaneous note. Don't know if you're following this whole Tiger Woods thing with the Hank Haney book. Hank Haney, Woods' former swing coach, has written a book about Tiger Woods and his time with Tiger. Now, Tiger Woods is really trying to not sell the book for Hank Haney. He's just pushing away. He made some initial comments a couple weeks ago, and now he's just saying, I'm not talking about it. I've already discussed it. I'm not talking about it. Apparently, some of the big stories in there is that Tiger Woods seriously was considering becoming a Navy SEAL. Obviously, he didn't do that. They had even a quote yesterday from somebody in charge of Navy SEALs who said Woods visited but never really, you know, trained or did anything. You know, Tiger Woods, it's a bad time for him, let's face it. He hasn't won a tournament since 2009. We've discussed it a lot. I don't think he's going to ever be able to duplicate the game on and off the course again, I think there was a lot to the fact that he had a girl in every port and was probably living on an adrenaline rush all the time. You're not going to be able to duplicate that. He's not getting any younger. These young kids hit it as far farther than he does. He doesn't have that air of confidence. His punting has suffered tremendously. It's gone down every year since 2009. So it's going to be a big hill for Tiger Woods to climb. We've talked about it a lot. Do I think he can win another major? I guess he can, but is he getting to 19? I don't think there's any way he's getting to 19 to beat, of course, Jack Nicklaus. Oh, one other note. In football, Hines Ward is going to be cut by the Pittsburgh Steelers after 14 seasons. Obviously, this year with those younger receivers that they have, his playing time was cut back tremendously. But Ward said he still wants to play. It doesn't look like it's going to be with the Steelers. He should be able to catch on with somebody else. One of the best wide receiver blockers ever in the history of football. I think he's a Hall of Famer as well. But it looks like his future is not going to be with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hines Ward about to be cut, two Super Bowl rings after 14 seasons with the Pittsburgh Steelers. A few other games to get back to now in the NBA. Portland goes to Denver to play the Nuggets. The Nuggets get a much-needed win, Denver 104, Trailblazers 95 for the Nuggets. Again, a lot of very good players, and they have a few guys who are hurt as well. But yesterday, you know, Nene is out. Gallinari hasn't been playing. But yesterday, Lawson, a very good NBA point guard, 18.5 rebounds, 9 assists. Mozgov starting at center now, 14 points, 9 rebounds in 22 minutes. Again, we talked about him last year when they made the trade. I thought he could be a good backup center for the Knicks, but they had to give him up in the Carmelo deal. Fareed, the all-time leading NCAA rebounder, 13 points, 10 rebounds. Again, they have a lot of good players. Yesterday, they have 7 guys in double figures, Denver does. They moved to 19-17. They beat the Trailblazers 104-95. For the Trailblazers, Crawford moving into a starting role, 21 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. LaMarcus Aldridge, 20 points, 9 rebounds. Matthews off the bench with 11, but not enough. Portland drops to 18-17. Denver moves up to 19-17. Denver 104. Portland Trailblazers 95. Houston goes up to Utah to play the Jazz. Jazz 104. Rockets 83. Off the bench, Miles with 27 points for Utah. Again, I didn't think Utah would be a 500 team. They've dropped now to 16-18, but they do win last night against the Rockets. Al Jefferson, 14 points, 10 rebounds. Harris, 19 points, 3 assists. They have a good team, the Jazz. I just think, A, they're in the wrong division, and B, I don't think they have that super-duper star. Now, Millsap didn't play for them yesterday, but Utah still gets the win, 104-83. For Houston, Luis Scola, 18 points, 10 rebounds. Kevin Martin, only 2 for 10, 6 points. Kyle Lowry, 13 points, 6 assists. Chase Budinger off the bench, who had participated in the slam dunk contest over the weekend, 11 points, 3 assists, but not enough. The Jazz, 104. The Houston Rockets, 83. Couple more games quickly. Magic go up to D.C. to play the Wizards. Magic 102, Wizards 95. John Wall 33 points, 4 assists. Crawford 18 points, 5 assists. Booker 7 points, 13 rebounds, but not enough. Washington obviously not a very good team, 7-28. Orlando gets the win. Kyle Anderson 23 points, 15 rebounds, 3 assists, an excellent game, obviously. Dwight Howard, 14 points, 12 rebounds. And again, they need that guy like an Anderson to score 23, so the Magic, who has had trouble scoring this year, they reached the 100 mark. They moved to 23-13. Jameer Nelson, 12 points, 4 rebounds. Jason Richardson, 12 points, 2 rebounds. A good team effort yesterday. J.J. Redick off the bench with 15. So Orlando, again, scoring is their problem, but they beat the Wizards yesterday in Washington. Orlando 102, Washington 95, Orlando at 23-13. Final game we wanted to talk about quickly. Warriors go to Atlanta and they beat the Hawks on the road. A good win for the Warriors. Warriors 85, Hawks 82. Again, the Hawks, a good team, but not a real good team. Joe Johnson with 18 points and 4 rebounds. Teague, their point guard, 15 points, 4 assists. Pachulia, 13 points, 16 rebounds, but it's not enough. Golden State moves to 14-18, but again, they beat a good Eastern team. And the Golden State, I think they're going to be good. I think they have a good coach in Mark Jackson. They have some good young players. Monte Ellis yesterday, 24 points, 8 assists. David Lee, who's playing very well for Golden State, 22 points, 12 rebounds, 2 blocks. Again, they have a very nice team. Now, no Steph Curry yesterday. He only played 3 seconds. But Golden State gets a good road win, 85-82. Golden State beats the Hawks. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Get your college sports news when you want it, 24/7 online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-309-5530. That's 800-309-5530. For free gold information, call now. 800-309-5530. 800-309-5530.
Your Major League Baseball news when you want it 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion. With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in motor starters, contactors, coils, contact kits, push buttons, pilot lights, photo and proximity sensors, and many more items, including obsolete and hard-to-find parts. Visit us today at SupplyLineElectric.com. And don't forget that all orders ship the same business day. Supply Line Electric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts. Get your NBA news when you want it, 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com, your cities, your teams, your passion.
Great job, guys. We just got certified loose slots by Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah, but George, we're so tired.
We've been giving out so much money, and look, Jackpot's arm hurts because of all the pulls.
Well, guys, don't do it for me. Do it for our guests. Get back out there.
All right.
All right? Hands in.
Palm slots pay lots.
Palm slots are certified up to 36.85% looser than the Las Vegas Strip and local jurisdictions by the Las Vegas Advisor.
Want to know what's going on in the world of professional wrestling and sports entertainment?
It's still real to me, damn it!
Join Paul Belfi and Mike Pitak.
You are a freaking lunatic!
Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for Pro Wrestling Insider.
Awesome!
On SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
High quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want grade hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transition. transferable warranty, the same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Welcome back to the Steve Kallis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Kallis Show. One more miscellaneous note before we get to college basketball and then later the NHL. Yesterday, Jerry Sandusky, of course, the former defensive coordinator at Penn State, that's kind of gone away to some degree, especially with the death of Joe Paterno, but Sandusky's lawyers tried to get a two-month delay for the start of Sandusky's trial, but Judge John Cleland, sitting in Harrisburg, denied that motion. The trial is set for May 14th. They wanted to have it in July. That motion was denied. So as of right now, Jerry Sandusky, who is charged with 52 counts of child sex abuse, you know the lurid details. We've talked about them before. His May 14th trial date is still May 14th. I don't know if the attorneys are going to try and get more time for whatever reason, but they seem to want to push this off. I think part of the problem is, of course, if he goes to trial and gets convicted, he's going to spend the rest of his life in jail. He is 67 years old, and at that point, with a client like that, you might want to make an effort, frankly, to keep him out as long as you can keep him out, because whatever his home confinement conditions are, it's better than what's going to happen, in my opinion, after he goes to trial. Want to move now to college basketball. A number of top 25 games yesterday. We'll go through a few of them now. Number 6, North Carolina, at home against Maryland. Maryland, essentially a 500 team. North Carolina, no real problem, up 11 at the half. They cruise to an 88-64 victory over Maryland. North Carolina now 26-4. Tyler Zeller, their 7-footer, 30 points, 8 rebounds. Henson, their other big man, 19 points on 9-for-15 shooting. 9 rebounds for Henson. You know, obviously they have a very good team. Harrison Barnes, only 10 points. But again, an easy victory for North Carolina. Kendall Marshall, their point guard, set the all-time school record for assists in one season. Yesterday, only 3 points, but 8 assists for Kendall Marshall. And this sets up, well, for Maryland, Faust was their leading scorer with 17. Stoglin had 16, but Maryland at 16-13 on the outside looking into the NCAA tournament. But what this sets up now is UNC against Duke Saturday night, 7 o'clock, for the ACC regular season championship. And again, you're really talking more about seeding here, but it would be Duke ranked higher than North Carolina. It would be a big win for North Carolina. It would solidify Duke in their effort to get a number one seed if they can win. And, of course, then you have the ACC tournament after that, so it's not like you don't get a number of bites of the apple. But this will be a big game for the regular season ACC championship, to me, as much for seeding as for anything else. They may well meet again in the ACC tournament, and they may well meet again in the March Madness, you just don't know. But yesterday, number 6, North Carolina, buries Maryland, 88-64. Number 8, Marquette, on the road at Cincinnati. Cincinnati was a bubble team, but I think they're off the bubble now. They bury Marquette, up 16 at the half. They win at 72-61. Cincinnati now 21-9, Marquette 24-6. Marquette will drop out of the top 10, but a big win for Cincinnati. Cincinnati, I think, to me anyway, they've locked up a spot in March Madness. Yesterday, Parker with 28 points, 7 rebounds. Dixon with 21 points. Cincinnati has a pretty good team. Yancey Gates with only 6 points but 13 rebounds. He's been on that team forever, it seems like. For Marquette, Johnson Odom with 18. Crowder with 17 points and 12 rebounds, but not enough. Cincinnati 72, number 8 Marquette 61. Buzz Williams has Marquette in the tournament, and I think Nick Cronin has done the same thing, frankly, for Cincinnati as they move to 21-9 with a good win, admittedly at home, but a good win over a top 10 team. Anytime you beat a top 10 team anywhere, that's a big win on your resume. Iowa State goes to number 7, Missouri. Now, Missouri had moved all the way up to, like, number 3. They've fallen off a little bit. They have a very good team that can make a run in the tournament. Yesterday at home, Missouri beats Iowa State. Missouri 78, Iowa State 72. Missouri ranked 7 before this game. They moved to 26-4. Iowa State, to me, a bubble team, 21-9. For Missouri, Pressey with 11 points, Denman with 14 points and 7 rebounds, Kim English with 13 points, 8 rebounds. They have a bunch of very good players. Ratliff with 16 points, Dixon with 21 points off the bench. I think Missouri is legitimately a top 10 team. They beat Iowa State 78-72. One other top 10 game, Ohio State on the road at Northwestern. Now, Ohio State has had their problems. They've lost a few games lately. They were ranked as high as number 2 or 3 early in the year. And yesterday almost lost to Northwestern, but Alex Marco Tulio hits a 3 very late in the game with 8 seconds left to tie up the game for Northwestern. But 8 seconds was plenty of time for Aaron Kraft, their point guard, very good point guard for Ohio State. He brings the ball across the midcourt line, drops it down low to Jared Sullinger, their star big man, and he lays it in with about a second left to give Ohio State the victory. Ohio State 75, Northwestern 73. Ohio State clinging to their top 10 ranking. Again, I picked them to go all the way this year. They've been disappointing the last 2 weeks. Yesterday, Sullinger, 22 points, 18 rebounds, and that's the kind of effort they're going to need from him. He goes 37 minutes. Kraft, the point guard, goes 40 minutes, 14 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Smith with 12 points and 7 assists for Ohio State. Buford is going to have to pick it up if they're going to make a national championship run. Only 3 for 10 yesterday, 6 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. I think Sullinger, one of the best big men in the country. But I think it's guys like Kraft and Buford who are really going to have to do some yeoman's work. They're only going, frankly, with a 6-man rotation at Ohio State. 8 guys played, but only 6 guys played real minutes. And if Ohio State wants to make a run in the tournament, they're going to have to turn it around. But yesterday, number 10 Ohio State beats Northwestern 75-73. Sharma, a very good player for Northwestern, led the Big Ten in scoring last year. 22 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Crawford with 23 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists for Northwestern as well. But after that, nobody else in double figures. Ohio State 75, Northwestern 73. A few other top 25 just scores. Number 23, Temple beats UMass at home 90-88. Temple moves to 23-6. UMass not going to make the tournament, I don't think, at 19-6. South Florida, to me, a bubble team, but they get a big win yesterday against number 18 Louisville. USF 58, Louisville 51. Stan Heath has done a very good job with South Florida. I think they have a chance. They're now 19-11. I think they can get in the tournament. Louisville obviously in at 22-8. UNLV loses on the road to Colorado State. Colorado State, another bubble team, but this is the kind of win over a top 25 team that Colorado State needs. UNLV ranked 17th in the nation before last night's game. They'll go down a little when the next polls come out. Colorado State 66, UNLV 59. UNLV falls to 24-7. Colorado State now 18-10. One other top 25 game. San Diego State on the road against Boise State. San Diego State 66, Boise State 53. San Diego State moves to 23-6. Boise State below 500 at 13 and 15. Just looking briefly at the rankings, the AP top 25, Kentucky 1, Syracuse 2, Kansas 3, Duke 4, Michigan State 5, North Carolina 6. In terms of number one seeds, it looks pretty clear Kentucky, Syracuse, and probably Kansas have one knocked out, locked up. The Duke-North Carolina winner might be a number one seed. Michigan State fighting to be a number one seed. I think teams like Missouri and Marquette and the team I picked, Ohio State, are not going to get number one seeds. I think two, Kentucky, Syracuse, definitely. Three, Kansas probably have locked up number one seeds. And I think the fourth number one will be among Duke, North Carolina, and Michigan State. The AP poll and the coaches poll are very similar. AP, Kentucky, Syracuse, Kansas, Duke, Michigan State. Coaches poll, Kentucky, Syracuse, Duke, Kansas, Michigan State. So obviously just Duke and Kansas are flipped in those two polls, with North Carolina at six in both. Again, depending on who wins that Duke-North Carolina game Saturday night, that'll change the polls to some degree. But right now, I think three of the four number one seeds are essentially set. Selection Sunday, a week from Sunday, of course, for March Madness. Want to switch now to the NHL. A few hockey games yesterday. The Penguins go down to Dallas, beat the Stars in a shootout. Pittsburgh 4, Dallas 3. For the Penguins, Steve Sullivan scored his 12th. Chris Kunitz scored his 18th. Craig Adams scored his 4th. For the Stars, Jamie Benn scored his 18th. Sheldon Soure scored his 6th. And Michael Ryder scored his 26th to send the game into overtime. Pittsburgh wins in the shootout. Pittsburgh 4, Dallas 3. The Maple Leafs go down to Chicago to play the Blackhawks. Blackhawks have rebounded from that 9-game losing streak yesterday in Chicago. Chicago 5, Toronto 4. Marian Hossa, the star of the game for the Blackhawks, he scores their 4th and 5th goals, his 25th and 26th of the season. For Toronto, Tyler Bozak started the scoring with his 14th. Jeffrey Leupel made it 2-1 Toronto with his 25th. Clark MacArthur made it 3-1 Toronto with his 19th. Mike Brown rounded out the scoring for the Maple Leafs, but the Blackhawks came back on goals from Andrew Shaw, his 6th, Marcus Kruger, his 8th, Patrick Kane, his 15th, before Hossa became the star of the game with one goal in the second and a third goal late in the third. Chicago 5, Toronto 4. St. Louis Blues, a very good team. They go on the road to Edmonton to play the Oilers, and they come away with another win. The Blues are playing very well. St. Louis 5, Edmonton 2. Andy McDonald, the star of the game for St. Louis, with two goals, only his 4th and 5th of the year. But he got them off to a 1-0 lead, and after Scott Nichols scored his 3rd to make it 2-0, McDonald then made it 3-0. Edmonton tries to come back on goals from Corey Potter and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. Nugent-Hopkins 15th to make it 3-2 after 2, but in the 3rd, Kevin Schatzenkirk scores his 8th, and Chris Stewart concludes the scoring with his 14th of the year. St. Louis 5, Edmonton 2, Halak in goal for St. Louis having a good year, the Blues having a good year. You know, John Davidson, Dave Checkets, all those guys who left the Garden 5 or 6 years ago, maybe even longer now, have really turned it around for the St. Louis Blues. St. Louis beats the Edmonton Oilers. St. Louis 5, Edmonton 2. One other game, Buffalo out on the coast to play Anaheim. Buffalo 2, Anaheim nothing. Ryan Miller with a shutout. Obviously Miller, a top goalie, handles 43 shots from the Anaheim Ducks and gets the shutout. Buffalo 2, Anaheim nothing. Derek Roy scores his 14th for the Sabres in the first period on assists from Tyler Myers and Christian Ehrhoff. Then Brad Boys in the second period scores his 4th of the year. Ehrhoff also gets an assist on that one. Buffalo 2, Anaheim nothing on the Ryan Miller shutout. Taking a quick look at the NHL standings in the Eastern Conference, the Rangers still the class of the East right now. 40-15 and 6 overtime losses for 86 points. Boston with 77, Florida with 72 lead their respective divisions. The surprising to me, Pittsburgh Penguins with 79 points, again, because no Sid the Kid. Obviously, they have a very good team without him. Malkin is a superstar now. Pittsburgh in fourth with 79, Ottawa with 76 points, Philly with 75, the Devils in seventh with 74, Washington in eighth right now, 69 points, right behind them, Winnipeg with 68, Toronto with 65, and then Tampa Bay, Buffalo with 64 each. Then it's down to the bottom where Carolina and the Islanders both have 61 in Little Shot, and the, believe it or not, Montreal Canadiens in 15th in last place in the East, 24-30-10 for 58 points. In the West, Vancouver, many picked Vancouver to be the best team in the West. They now have the most points in the West, 88 points. The Blues playing unbelievable this year, 40-17-7. They lead the Central with 87 points. Phoenix leads the Pacific with 75 points. Detroit now ranked fourth with 87 points. St. Louis has the tiebreaker over them. Nashville fifth with 81. Chicago sixth with 75 points. San Jose seventh with 73. Dallas would have the eighth and final playoff spot if they started today with 71 points. But Colorado and the LA Kings right behind them with 70. Calgary with 67. Minnesota with 65. And even Anaheim 13th, 64 points, only 7 out of a playoff spot. Then way back to Edmonton and the worst team in hockey, the Columbus Blue Jackets, who decided not to trade Rick Nash, by the way. Columbus 18-38-7 for 43 points. Those are your standings in the National Hockey League. Want to take a look at the TV tonight, the TNT doubleheader. Interesting games tonight. Thunder down in Orlando to play the Magic. This will really be, to me, a measuring stick for Dwight Howard and Orlando. It looks like Dwight Howard still wants to leave. There are all kinds of trade rumors going running around. But I think tonight at home, they get a sense if they can run with what most people, including me, think is the best team in the West. That's the Oklahoma City Thunder. So they go down to Orlando to play the Magic. That's 8 o'clock Eastern on TNT. The second game of that very good TNT basketball doubleheader tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern. The Miami Heat up in Portland to play the Trail Blazers. Of course, that's a 7 o'clock start on the West Coast. But that's a heck of a doubleheader. Thunder at Magic at 8. Heat at Trail Blazers at 10. That's your TNT doubleheader. If you get MSG, you get three hockey games tonight. Rangers at the Hurricanes, 7 o'clock Eastern MSG. Devils at the Bruins, 7 o'clock Eastern MSG Plus. Islanders at Flyers, 7 o'clock Eastern MSG Plus 2. Finally, a number of college basketball games tonight. Michigan at Illinois, 7 o'clock Eastern ESPN. Florida State at Virginia, 7 o'clock Eastern ESPN 2. Georgia at Kentucky, 9 o'clock. Number one Kentucky, of course, 9 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. Villanova at Rutgers, a bad year for both of those Big East programs, 9 o'clock Eastern ESPN 2. Virginia Tech at Clemson, 9 o'clock Eastern on YES. Colorado at Oregon, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, MSG+. New Mexico State at Nevada, 11 p.m. Eastern, ESPN 2. And the first tournament games in college basketball tonight, obviously leading up to the big dance. The Big South tournament starts tonight. These two games on ESPNU at 6 o'clock, VMI against Winthrop. At 8 o'clock, UNC Asheville against Charleston Southern. Again, the first round of the Big South tournament at 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern tonight on ESPNU. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.